As we'll explore in the next interview on the show coming up, COVID-19 is back in a big way, including here in the far north, to the point where the Cairns Hospital has escalated its COVID-19 response plan to Tier 3. So in the last couple of days, Cairns Hospital has escalated its response to COVID-19 to Tier 3. And to find out a little bit more about what that means, we've got some audio now from the acting CEO there at the hospital, Dr. Jeremy Wellwood. Here's what he had to say in a press conference just the other day.
So COVID is definitely here up in the Cairns region. We are navigating that third wave, as you know. Over the last week, we've had 2,000 new cases of COVID-19. Currently in your hospitals in the region, we have 51 COVID-19 patients, but we've got nearly 100 people that are being monitored in our virtual clinic. It's a significant impact in the hospitals, but of course we've planned for this. We always knew winter was going to be difficult, and it's definitely here. What we've done this week is we've reduced the surgery for patients that have non-urgent conditions. We're still doing all of the urgent surgery, trauma and category one surgery, but some of those non-urgent ones will be deferred. We're going to do that for a couple of weeks. So if you've been told that your surgery is deferred, don't worry, we will get to you. But it is important at the moment that we maintain the services for the most sick patients who are needing urgent surgery.
There you go. That's the CEO of Cairns Hospital, Dr. Jeremy Wellwood, just talking about the escalating their response to Tier 3. Now, just to recap what Dr. Wellwood said there, there have been 2,000 new cases of COVID-19 in the Cairns Hospital footprint in the last week or so, 2,000 new cases. They've got 51 patients suffering from COVID-19 in hospital, but they're also monitoring a further 100. 100 more patients are being monitored in their virtual clinic. So as a result of all of that, they have reduced non-urgent surgery at Cairns Hospital. So non-urgent surgery. It's been put on hold for a couple of weeks, he said. Now let's just hear from Dr. Wellwood again, just about, I guess, the broader impact of what's happening with this third wave of COVID-19 here in Cairns.
Overall, your hospital is coping fine, but I must say the staff are very tired. We've got hardworking staff, but they're working to a plan. We've always planned that this sort of thing would happen. What we don't know is how long this is going to last. It may be that the wave won't peak for another few weeks. So at the moment, we'll be watching it carefully and making a call in a couple of weeks as to where we go from here.
All right, so we're in for a very challenging few weeks for our health system, as you heard there. Staff at the hospital really run down. It's obviously been a very long 2.5 years for all of us, but of course, none more so than our frontline health workers, and it seems they are going through it all again. And no doubt some massive staff shortages happening at the hospital, just as there are across most businesses when people contract COVID-19, or even if they have a bit of a sniffle or they've got the flu that's going around, they of course are staying home from work, which again doubles down on the pressure on our hospital and health system. So very, very challenging times ahead indeed. Up next, we'll have a chat to a university researcher who's come up with a bit of a plan around what we need to do to tackle this latest resurgence of COVID-19, including whether we should consider bringing back some of those mandates around masks and other restrictions. That's up next.